In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In today's Gospel, we hear Jesus say, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and in him God is glorified. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once." The glory of God is an important concept in both the Old and the New Testaments, and it has many dimensions: splendor, praise, honor, radiance, renown, reputation. But the one I would like to focus on today is suggested by the Hebrew word for glory, kavod, which literally means heaviness or weight. I think the original idea must have been that God is of immeasurable weight because he is heaped and adorned with so many good and precious things. Indeed, he is the source of all that is good and precious in our lives. We cannot know God fully in himself, in his essence. No created being can, not even the angels. But we can know God in truth as he reveals himself to us according to our moral capacity and understanding. There is a wonderful illustration of what the glory of heaven may be like in a short work by C.S. Lewis called The Great Divorce. It is the story of a dream in which a busload of passengers leave a gray and depressing city and come to a beautiful land, where they discover that they are insubstantial shadows and that all of their surroundings are too vast and heavy for them to deal with. They cannot walk on the grass, and they cannot lift even the lightest or smallest objects. In this strange land, they are met by persons from their past life on earth who appear with the brightness and strength of angels and who try to teach them how to live in this new land, how to walk in it, how to explore it, by teaching them to repent from the sins of their former lives and to love truth and goodness. And as they grow in truth and goodness, they become more real and substantial persons and more able to experience the weight of reality in the kingdom of heaven. Well, it's a marvelous little book, and I would recommend it to those of you who may not know it. But it is only one image of the glory of the kingdom of heaven. Another image is offered by St. John in our second reading from the book of Revelation. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away.'" My brothers and sisters, when we are overwhelmed and depressed by the sadness of this world, by injustice and cruelty and despair, by sickness, poverty, and death, let us take hope and comfort from that vision of the new world and of the glory of God offered to us by the Scriptures, a world where death shall have no dominion and where we shall know in truth, as even now we are known. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.